Alante Taylor wrapped up the fourth year of his rookie contract and will become a free agent in 2026 unless there is an agreement before his contract expires in March.
Always a tough situation to finish the year not in the playoffs, but as you look at what this team accomplished after a very, very challenging start, new head coach, new defensive coordinator, what do you take away?
I think a group of coaches who have a lot of experience and understanding how to get a team to come together. I feel like early in the year, you know, you're trying to build relationships, you're trying to build trust. And through those rough times, I felt like we needed. It definitely brought us closer. And you know, Coach Moore and Coach Staley constantly preaching, you know, staying together, no matter how it was going, really showed up there toward the back end of the year. When we started winning games and, you know, back-to-back games and playing complimentary football together, I think it just shows two coaches who knows how to do it the right way. And I think, you know, they instilled that into all of us, and we stayed true and we trusted the process and we trusted them. And I think that's why we caught on there toward the end of the year.
Four PDs for you late in the season came on. I remember last year in training camp, it was about the slot or going to be on the outside and where do you want to play? And you sat yourself down and said, I am going to be the best slot guy I can be. And then there are injuries and you played on the outside. As you look to your future, are you in a position where you feel most happy or do you like kind of bouncing around?
Yeah, I think I'm a corner man, and I can play on the inside. I think it's hard to find guys who can play on the outside and in the inside. And so I think I take a lot of responsibility and a lot of pride in knowing that, you know, I can be a versatile player. I can be outside in base, and I can slide inside in sub packages and handle the slide just as well. And so I think I'm at a place, man, where kind of that combo player. I mean, only a few guys in the league are doing it, and you know, I want to be in that guy who's doing it at an elite level on both sides. So that's where I'm at with it.
Where do you think your future lies with this organization? You knew the question was going to come eventually, but I mean, some of it's out of your control.
Yeah.
You want to be here, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, the Saints drafted me. They gave me a chance. You know, I've built a lot of great relationships within this locker room. There's a lot of plays out there that, you know, I wish that I could have back, that, you know, I could help the team in any way possible. But I feel like with the opportunities I did have, I think I capitalized on them very well. The Saints gave me a shot, man, and they allowed me to shine week in and week out. And so, obviously, you know, I'd love to come back. I love this city. I love this community. I've touched a lot of kids. There's not a school that I go to or see where kids aren't, you know, doing my little thumbs down and things like that. So it touches my heart, the fact that I've impacted so many people here. You know, born and raised in Tennessee, all I know is Tennessee. And so coming to New Orleans is like my first time leaving home. And New Orleans has been really good to me. And so obviously, you know, I love to come back here. But like you said, it's out of my control. And, you know, I have to make sure I also do what's best for me and my family as well. So we'll see.
We're talking with defensive back Alante Taylor. Just a couple of more questions. And when we talked with anybody on the defense about the Brandon Staley defense training camp early in the year, they go, we love it. It's fun. And I was like, the word fun was used a lot. What does that mean? And as now that the season's over, did you feel like this defense just really evolved as it became more comfortable with that scheme? I mean, you finished for a team that did not, you know, that won six games defensively, your stats, you know, third down, fourth down, passing yards, those kind of areas were outstanding.
Yeah. I think this defense is a defense where we had a blast. Now I've kind of said it in other interviews. It's just something about Coach Staley, man, who, you know, he talks about, you know, building this thing from the inside out, right? And I think we definitely did that. And one thing about it, man, is like every player on the field is going to get their opportunity to make a play in the game. Do you know when it's going to happen? You don't. But Coach Staley is going to make a call for every single player to make some kind of impact in the game. And when you know that as a player, you know, you go hard every single play. It might not be specifically a job that you enjoy doing, right? But, you know, it helps the defense. And at some point in time, like, your opportunity is going to come. You kind of think about Cam Jordan and Carl Granderson dropping to the flat, right? And those are guys who rush the passer. But, you know, them just doing that gives them an opportunity to rush the passer, and they go and get those sacks whenever their opportunity comes. And I think we had a lot of fun in this defense, man. Coach Staley's defense is fun. Just because, like I said, like, everybody's going to get an op, and we cheer on each person. But I definitely had a lot of fun within this defensive scheme.
And finally, it's the off season. Unfortunately, not a playoff game for preparation for next week. What are your plans? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing this off season?
Yeah, I'm gonna head to Texas. I'm gonna be with my girl, and I'm expecting my daughter to be here in the next few weeks. So, super excited for her to get here, and super excited to get this off season and you know, process being a dad and just being there and learning a little bit, and then get back into training to get ready for the next year.
So wait, she's coming here. It might be right in my Mardi Gras time, right?
Well, she'll be born in Austin, Texas, but you know, she's due January 23rd. So we're looking you know, they can also come sooner. Yeah. So anytime now, she'll be here, and I just can't wait for that. That's probably my highlight of my off season is seeing her born and then just being with her.
Well, congratulations. I have two daughters. The ride begins, my friend. fantastic time, fantastic season, and just continued success.
No doubt. Thank you so much.